Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome, welcome, welcome. It is time now for our community connection right here on K1, the one you trust. Brought to you by Tallgrass Motors, Arnold Moore, and Niekamp Funeral Home, and powered on Facebook Live by RFS Bank. Sherry Wilt with the Bartlesville Chamber of Commerce. How are you doing today?
I am great.
I understand we have a little bit of a deadline here for one for our Class of 31.
We do. Class 31 for Leadership Bartlesville. The applications are due today.
Yes.
They've been open all month, and they've come in a lot.
We're going to have a bumper crop, is what you're saying?
Well, it's always great, but it's always hard because the class is limited in size just for logistics and just, you know, you get too many, and then it's hard.
I got you.
So I love having a lot of applications, but then I hate having a lot of applications because it's that process. But luckily, I'm not really involved in the selection process. Mm-hmm. The facilitators and then a couple people from our executive committee sit in on interviews and look over the applications and things. So, but yeah, if you're interested, today is the day. They need to be in by 5, and you can find the information, the application, the dates, everything online at bartlesville.com. Mm-hmm. It's in the big box when you go to the homepage.
Well, very easy to find, very easy to navigate. You got one of the easier websites to get around.
Pretty easy, and it's an easy one to remember, bartlesville.com.
That's it. There's no, you know.
You don't talk about Bartlesville Regional Chamber of Commerce or anything. It's just bartlesville.com. So super easy. And like I said, all the information you would want to know about the program is on there, the dates, the commitment, that kind of thing. Because it is a commitment. They meet once a month, all day, 8 to 5. Starting in August, they have a day and a half that they do orientation. And then it's once a month. The first couple of months, there's actually a lunch that also goes with that a couple weeks after the session. But it's not an all-day commitment. So it's, like I said, it is a commitment, but it is a really good, good program.
Now, we've already had a busy summer. And the chamber is only going to get busier, which is great because that means things are happening.
They are happening. And I'm going to chase a rabbit for just a minute. You're exactly right. Things are happening. Organizations are getting back to having events, having, gathering people. And so before everything kind of shut down, but people weren't doing anything. On our chamber website, back to bartlesville.com, we have a community calendar. Mm-hmm. And it is very, very helpful if people would put their organization's events on those calendars. If they're a community-wide event.
Sure, yeah.
If it's for a select group out of your particular organization, not that kind of thing. Mm-hmm. But, you know, if it's a community-wide type event,
put
the event on there. It's very, very easy. Like I said, you just go to our website, click on community calendar, hit submit event, and it walks you through it, mm-hmm. submit it, and then we have to accept it. So you may not see it immediately on there. Mm-hmm. You know, we do check every day, but we make sure everything's on there correctly and the information, and then it's on the website. But the advantage of that is there is nothing more frustrating than planning an event and you're on the same day as somebody else and it's another major, you know, organization and you're competing for the same, you know, for the same audience. So it is very, very helpful if people will get back into that mode. They were doing pretty good before, but I know it's been a while. So just a friendly reminder to put that on your events on the community calendar. It does help. Helps everybody involved, including you. So we have been we've been busy. We came off a busy, what is this, June. Mm-hmm. I can't believe it's the last day of June, last day of our fiscal year. But we had our legislative wrap-up forum. We had our annual awards and gala, which is our annual meeting. And that's a big event. And that was very successful, a lot of fun, honored some great people. In fact, I saw John Beckloff was in your Sunrise Reporter this morning.
Yep.
And he is one of our award recipients. He received the Tom Shoemake Award. Mm-hmm. So some really, you know, it was just a wonderful evening. Leadership Bartlesville Class 30 graduated that evening. And it's a wonderful evening. So now we're moving forward. We'll be in our new year starting July 1st tomorrow.
Uh-huh.
And we're also getting back into offering trainings for businesses. We call it Chamber U. And we have two coming up. We have one July 13th, right around the corner. It's on Social Media 101, How to Help Your Business. Mm-hmm. Getting into the basics, they'll ask they'll answer questions. There's so many things you can do on social media. And so we're bringing a speaker in on that, a trainer that we've worked with in the past. We work with SCORE. out of Tulsa, and they have access to a lot of different business professionals and things, and they come in from Tulsa and present. And then we have another one on August 10th, and it's marketing on a budget. So it's information to help particularly our smaller businesses. They're free mm-hmm. to attend. And once again, you can register online. They're at 8:30 in the morning, so just an hour out, 8:30 to 9:30. Mm-hmm. We were hoping to be able, if anyone in the retail type sector, that will hit their hours before they open. So anyhow, we've got those two coming up. And on July 22nd, we have our, we do this quarterly, we have Speed Networking coming up. And that's always a fun event. It's a smaller event, probably, I don't know, 15 to 20, which is ideally what we want. If it gets too big, it's harder to manage, but it's like speed dating. And it's the room just, I love it. I have a video of the last one, and they're just laughing, and they're getting to know each other, but it's quick paced, it's fast paced. There's not time to chit chat and just, you know, small talk. It's who, you know, this is what I am, this is what my company is, this is what I offer, whatever. Mm-hmm. And then you move on to the next person. And so it's a lot of fun. And by the end of the evening, it starts at 4. Everybody is just like big group of friends, and
this is where great partnerships begin, you know.
It is. And I have some fun stories of connections that have been made. Mm-hmm. And the thing with that too, you never know, while I may not need your service right now, you never know 2 months from now, oh, I met so-and-so. Yeah, I'm going to give him a call. Mm-hmm. Or it may be that, you know, your cousin or friend or whoever needs something, and you met somebody, and you can you go, you know what, I met somebody that you might want to give mm-hmm. a call to. And it's because you've made that connection. And so that's really the point. It's to help people connect and make connections and hopefully grow their client base. And like I said, you just never know when the dividend will pay off. So, but that's a lot of fun. That's a good event. And that will be July 22nd. Once again, all these events are on our website homepage. We do ask that you register for these, even though they're free. It helps in the planning part. And with Speed Networking in particular, we do limit it to one person per industry. We don't want a room full of realtors or a room full of bankers all talking to each other. Mm-hmm. So if you're interested, we you know, ask you to register, and that way we're not, a bunch of industries aren't together in there, and it's a little bit more beneficial. So
works out best yes. for everyone.
Yes. So so July, kind of easing into our new year, mm-hmm. fiscal year, summer, it's always a little bit slower, but we don't totally slow down. And then we'll start back in August after school with Leadership Barnesville kicking off, with our legislative golf kicking off around the corner, with our Phillips 66 forum with Greg Garland kicking off. So there's a lot of things coming down the pike, you know.
Is that going to be in person?
That's their hope. That's their plan at this point, mm-hmm. unless something really, really, you know, changes.
Yeah.
And this was based on, I haven't talked to him in several months, but yeah, that's their hope.
That's the hope. Okay, good.
Yeah. And they did last year. It was a partially in person, partially, you know, they were limited on how many we could invite. So mm-hmm. Hopefully it'll be back to normal where anyone can right. attend. And we've got City Church reserved, which is where we do those two, both forums, City mm-hmm. Phillips and Conoco, just yes. because it's a easy, bigger venue with the screen being so big. And so
And you can move around. You can spread out if you want to.
Right. Yeah, it's a great it's a great layout for a bigger event like that.
It is. It really is.
And a lot of times they have both of them will have PowerPoints and it's PowerPoints you want to be able to see, and that screen in there is just so big.
And there's good contrast on it too.
Yeah.
It really
so
works well.
It's very very yeah. helpful. So anyhow, that's what's coming up.
My goodness sakes! When we start getting back to what passes for normal these days, we really get going.
I mean,
we got golf coming up. We got these things coming up. We've got people meeting and greeting, and folks learning about the social media. That is an interesting thing, because some folks will say, well, I use social media all the time at home. How does this work for my business? Well, this is what we answer on this.
Right, exactly. And there are differences for a business and how mm-hmm. I am so not, this is not my world. That's why I have younger staff. but yeah, there's a lot of things you could do with it.
Yeah.
I know it's very helpful for us on like Christmas in the Ville, community-wide event. We created an event for like opening night, mm-hmm. and just there's just some things you can do that really do enhance and go along. go along with other normal, what I would call traditional, you know, radio advertising. You know, you can't just say, don't put all your eggs in one basket for anything. And so just it all ties together if you were able to be able to do that. So.
Oh, my goodness sakes. Yeah, there's probably social media out there I don't even know about.
I know. Every time you turn around, there's a new platform or a new whatever it's called.
There's the Facebook and the Twitter, and then I don't know about this Tiki-Toki thing.
TikTok, Instagram.
Instagram. That's
Instagram.
The one
That one's been around a while, but
My Susie, she tried that TikTok, and she said, I wasted 2 days of my life. I can't do this anymore. I'm done. And I said, well, what is it? She goes, you don't want to know. So I don't know.
I don't either. I'm doing good to be Facebook. That's about all I do.
That took a big step for me.
Yeah.
But a lot of people are on that, and that's how they connect with their families, and that's how they connect with one another. And businesses are finding out that that's a pretty good way to reach folks, too. But we'll find out in the class.
Yes.
That'll be great.
Like I said, July 13th, so coming up.
You mentioned my favorite, which is Christmas in the Bill. I'm an old softy for that kind of stuff.
Oh, I love it.
Oh, gosh. And every year, it just gets better and better. And it seems like we just add a nice little layer of icing on the cake every year.
Well, we try. We try to come up with something, you know, to enhance it, make it bigger, something new, something different. So we're looking at some things this year. This is our fifth anniversary. I cannot believe this will be our fifth
one. Wowee.
I know, time flies. It's like, holy cow. But anyhow, we have got to sit down and nail down for sure. Because we've got an idea of something we want to add to it, and we're going to be able to. But
your secret's safe with me.
Well, I think I announced it last time, but I'm like, okay, we from the month we had last month, we just couldn't
do it.
We just have not had sat down and been able to really think through the details and make sure we're good, and so I hate to say anything. So
all I know is that last year was like, wow, this is COVID, cool.
Oh, I know, it was great.
Everyone was having a very good time. Everyone was being responsible as they took care of themselves as they saw fit.
Yep.
And we had no issues whatsoever. But my goodness sakes, people were coming in from Kansas, Arkansas, Missouri, and all over Oklahoma just for that first night. And then they kept coming back.
Yeah, it was great. I think I've said this before, but we had a Santa letter writing station where the kids would write Santa, and he writes you back. And obviously, to get a letter back, you have to have a return address.
Sure.
So now a lot of kids, you know, the parents weren't there or whatever with them when they turned it in. But most of them had a return address.
What's your address? The Blue House.
I know. But a lot, you know, the vast majority did have return addresses. Uh-huh. And I was shocked the first weekend after we collected them. I was like, oh, okay, let's just sort them out of curiosity. And it was almost half and half of out of Washington County. So we considered anything out of Washington County. We didn't count Copan or Dewey or, you know, Ramona. That's Bartlesville. But anything out of the Washington County area, we would consider, you know, people driving in. It's a day trip. And so they're obviously, while they're here, they're at least going to eat. Hopefully they're going to shop. They're going to get gas. They're going to do other things. I was amazed. That really surprised me. I mean, I knew we had people coming in, but I think word is starting to get around and spread more in the regional area, which is what we want. We had people from Miami, Veneta. I mean, I was amazed, you know, Southeast Kansas. I was shocked how far some of them would come, you know, hour and a half away, you know, Cherryville. I mean, just all over. Then we had Tulsa, which surprised me because, you know, Tulsa has their rank. We had Bixby. We had a lot of Bixby. Jinx addresses, Broken Arrow addresses, just, you know, Tulsa Metro type folks. And that was, that surprised me because, like I said, Tulsa has a rink. But their rink doesn't have the charm and the characters that ours does. And they had moved theirs inside. I did not understand that last year. Of all years to do something outdoors would be last year. And they moved theirs inside, and so they kind of did the opposite of what they normally do, because normally their rink is outside. They moved it inside, and they just really changed things, and I think a lot of people were looking for something different.
Well, we had a blast because we went out there as volunteers there from the radio station.
Yes, every year you guys.
I got to be the rink police for
Oh, good, okay.
That
yellow vest gives you power.
Yeah, right. It's like, get me away from that guy. But no, actually, everyone was very well behaved.
Oh, yeah.
And the hot chocolate was, as promised, hot.
Yes.
The movies were good.
Yeah.
And the tree was big.
The tree grew 8 feet last year.
Yes, it did. It's
amazing how it grew in a warehouse. But yeah, it grew 8 feet last year. So that was kind of one of our new things last year, is the tree was even bigger.
Are you taking sponsors already?
Oh, yeah. Of course we are. That event cannot happen. I mean, like most major events in the community, Freedom Fest, Sun Fest, don't happen without sponsors. And I cannot say enough thanks to sponsors. Particularly a couple that really stand out, Perspective Advisors, man, they have jumped in.
Big time.
And then ABB, another major sponsor. I start listening, I get in trouble. But those are two like lead big sponsors, and we're so, so appreciative of those companies. Mm-hmm. But we still have some banners around the rink that are available. And we have some sponsorships that are open and still available for that. It's a great way to advertise, because you think about it, you're not just advertising for a one night event or a one day event, maybe even a weekend event. I mean, this is for a full month. Uh-huh. And so it's the same price basically as what a lot of, one time events are doing. So,
and you get it for a good stretch of time.
You get it for a good stretch of time. You get a great audience. There's just a lot of opportunity. We really try hard to promote our sponsors through Facebook, through, different, mediums. So, we need sponsors. So this is a plea. If anyone is interested in supporting the event, because like I said, it will not happen without the community support, without people coming out and attending it and sponsoring it. So if you've got a company and you're interested, we would love to talk to you. We got some fun ones still open.
Bartlesville.com, pretty easy.
Pretty easy, although Christmas in the Ville is not up there right now.
No,
but
where it says contact.
But we do have, I think on our website, we should. We're right in the middle of our kind of winding up. We call it our total resource campaign. We try to sell all our sponsorships at one time.
Yep.
So we're not just constantly going back to company, we need a sponsor for this event, that event. And a lot of them will just, for the year, this is what we're doing.
They put it in their budget.
And they put it in their budget. And, we've got, so we know what's available. But in fact, yesterday we sent out an e-blast. Here's what's still available. And so if anyone is interested in seeing that and seeing, what kind of sponsorships, and it has a list of what the benefits are, what you get with that, we would be more than, happy to sit down and talk to you. Go ahead and just email it to you, whatever. But just give me a call and we can get that information to you.
Just think happy families.
That's right. And Christmas. And it is. It's just a fun, it's a great event. So,
Sherry, thanks for being with us today.
We appreciate it. Thank you, guys.
Sherry, well, appreciate it once again. We got more coming up. Hang on.
Is it time to start thinking about a new car? But the thought of dealing with the large...